peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel lesson said, when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Our Lord had just come down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John after the transfiguration. And they just come down, and the rest of the disciples, they're standing there arguing with these scribes. You know who the scribes are. They're guys that do a lot of writing, but they're also very knowledgeable of the law. They're known as teachers of the law. They're right up there with the Pharisees. And some of them are very highly regarded, and they're also very wealthy guys of that day. So Jesus comes walking down the mountain, and he finds these guys arguing with the disciples. And it says, and immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed. Jesus shows up, and they're amazed. So they greeted him. And he asked them, what are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, teacher, I brought you my son, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. Hence the reason they were arguing with the scribes. The scribes are trying to tell them, you can't do it. You don't have the power. But yet, just before this, Jesus had given all these disciples the power to go out and heal the sick and cast out demons. But this guy, he heard, maybe these guys can do it, you know. So they go up to him and they try to get the disciples to cast this demon out of his son, but he can't do it. So this is the law. That guy came up and spoke up when Jesus says, what's going on here? Well, you've seen him before. You know this guy. You've seen him. You see him all the time. Maybe in your own household. Well, I know what's going on. He knows it all. He can tell you how it's going to go. Matter of fact, I don't need anybody to tell me. And when I do need something, I'll come and tell you what it is I want you to do. You know, just Sunday in my sermon, we talked about prayer. You know how Jesus talks about prayer in this gospel lesson that we have tonight. And that prayer, you know, usually we end up trying to tell God what it is that we need. So that's what this guy is telling. That's why the disciples couldn't cast out this demon. Because he told them what they were supposed to do. Not what they knew they could do. So you've seen this guy before. You've seen this guy. You've seen this sin. You've seen this lawbreaker. You've seen the illness. And you've seen death. All of it. That's the law. It's all we hear. It's all we hear these days. It's the law. You see it every day in your lives. My life, that's all I see is the law. Lies, deceit, dishonor. I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, especially in an election season, you see a lot more of it. Who do you believe? Especially after James tells us tonight that whatever man utters with his tongue, what did he say? It's what Jesus said this a couple weeks ago in our lesson, that whatever comes out of a man is what defiles him. And now, today, James tells us in the epistle lesson that the tongue is what's going to defile us. yet it boasts of great things. The tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members. It's talking about all of us, amongst the church of Christ. The tongue is like a fire. It's like that guy that saw Jesus come down from the mountain and said, "Oh, there he is. He can do it." You can't. You can't. But he can. You've seen that guy. You know who he is. Now, our Lord makes quite a profound statement in this gospel lesson today. If you just read it, it says in verse 19, "And he answered them, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." But if you looked at it in the Greek, in the original language, if you looked at the inflection that's in this, in the punctuation and the way that it's written, it's like this. Oh, faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. He says it with a sigh. He says it, you know, like, he's not being sarcastic. Jesus is getting tired. He's getting tired. Throughout his ministry, all these healings that he's doing, you'll hear this from other theologians. You'll hear why Jesus was tired, why his ministry was just a little more than 3 years long. Because all of these healings that he did, all of these raising from the dead, all these demons that he casts out, he took all that on himself. He took that on into him. That's what we're to do with others. We're to go in there with them. That's why I go to jail. It's not because I think they're right or they're wrong. It's because I'm there. They're going to hear the word. I got to go there. I got to go in there and into the jail and be with them. So that's why Jesus is so tired, and he's getting tired of this. And he says, "Oh, you faithless generation." He said that to his disciples. He says, "How many times have I told you, I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going there to die?" And Peter says, "No, Lord, we won't let nothing happen to you." And what did he say? He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're not stopping me. I'm going there. That's the will of God." So here tonight, disciples are watching. The crowd is amazed. It said that the crowd was greatly amazed and ran up to Jesus. So they're all watching. They want to see something happen. And he's like, "Okay. It's not that, oh, I got to do another one. It's, oh my gosh, these people that don't believe. There's no faith." But guess what? He heals that boy. It said he was like a corpse. It was like death. All these people saw him and they looked like, he's dead. Jesus reaches down, takes him by the hand, lifts him up. That's it. Kid's gone. So Jesus goes into the house with the rest of the disciples. And they're like, "Okay, Lord, what are we doing wrong? How come we couldn't do this?" And he could have just as well told them. Well, you could have. You very well could have. Maybe if you hadn't argued with the scribes. Maybe if you hadn't tried to listen to them. The voice of the people, if you'd have listened to your Heavenly Father. So our
machine. Our tongues get us into problems. That's why we come here. All you have to say is, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee. What has he given? Our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.